Never use this or any hypnosis audio while in a moving vehicle, even if you're the passenger. Within yourself exists a powerful aspect of your mind, sometimes called your unconscious or subconscious. You can think of this as a warehouse full of resources and patterns to help you in your life. Your unconscious mind does everything for you that you don't need to do consciously. It knows how to and when to blink. It knows how to drift into a deep sleep, and by just gently allowing it to do its own thing, it looks after you. It has learned how to take care of you over all these years, with the thoughts that you think, the pictures in your mind, the sounds you create, and the emotions you experience. So when you imagine things going wrong for yourself or those you love, the unconscious mind tries to follow along and protect you by creating a feeling of fear or anxiety to keep you safe in the situation you imagined. Anxiety is a normal human emotion, just like happiness, sadness, or anger, and it's our normal response to stress or changes in our environment. Now, that feeling of anxiety helps you to keep you safe. It prevents you from walking down a dark alley or petting an alligator, and it can even launch you into action or encourage you to be more prepared in challenging situations. So while a little bit of anxiety can be healthy and useful towards helping you to survive, it may not serve you towards your goals of living a relaxed and comfortable life. So when anxiety happens more than just occasionally, it's like an overzealous guard, creating that feeling that something is about to happen. Your unconscious mind has no idea that your imagined situations aren't real, and so it sometimes overreacts as though those thoughts were really happening. In our session today, we'll reset your unconscious mind so that it only goes on alert when it really needs to, while remaining calm and relaxed in other times. So just take a moment to relax and close your eyes. Place your awareness on that area around your heart and take a deep breath. As you feel your breathing beginning to slow down, becoming more rhythmic and deeper with every breath. And just feel every breath more deeply, more slowly, as you just imagine your breath flowing in and out through that area around your heart. Just beginning to relax and feel even more comfortable. And I'd like you to now just imagine a path ahead of you, and for you to begin your journey along this path. Just take one step after another in the right direction. And with each step, perhaps notice the ground beneath those feet, taking further steps on this journey. And perhaps you can feel the warmth of the sun on your shoulders, or the feel of the air as it tickles the back of your neck. Perhaps you can hear the breeze rustling the leaves, or the songs of birds up above. Or perhaps you are more aware of the smell of scents of sweet smelling flowers, or the smell of trees. And with each step, you feel so relaxed and refreshed. And perhaps you can notice the colors around you changing, intensifying and changing, with every alteration of light as you continue along this path, and become aware how what you saw in the distance has altered, has changed, and looks so different now that you've come closer. And as you near the end of the path, notice a doorway in front of you. And you know beyond this doorway is a special place. And you can enter a place that you may have been to before, or a place you would love to visit, or perhaps somewhere imaginary. And as you reach out your hand, notice just how relaxed you can be on this journey. As you open the door, you step across the threshold to go inside to your special place. A place where you feel good. A place where you look good. A place where you feel relaxed, comfortable, safe, confident, and in control. Spend a few moments here to explore this place for yourself and the surroundings. That's it. Good. And you can wonder as you wander about and notice just what it is about this place that has this effect on you. Whether it's the feel of the sun against your skin, or the delightful scents in the air, or perhaps it's the intense colors around you. As your imagination expands in this place, becoming aware of the new things that you may not notice yet when you first looked, before right now you do and see. That's it. And I'd like you to just imagine that in front of you now is a clear blue lake. And you know it's interesting to observe. Your thoughts, images, and ideas flashing or drifting gently across the mind, like schools of fish darting through this clear blue lake. As you notice yourself starting to relax deeper, can just watch those habitual processes in your mind, such as thoughts or ideas, images or sounds, like watching the surface of a beautiful pool of water for a while after a pebble's been thrown in, and just watching for the surface ripples to subside, and the surface of the mind to just find its natural, smooth calm again. And anxiety is the misuse of a very powerful tool, the imagination. And like a dog chasing its own tail, something important seems to be happening, but both the fleeing and the chasing comes from the dog. And so it is with the mind and anxiety. When you stop chasing and running and learn to sit a while and allow reality and life to be as they really are, without exaggeration, in their true perspective, then you begin to get a sense of living calmly day to day. And now you can just again notice the experience of just observing the contents of your mind passively. And the part of you that's just watching can be so incredibly calm and detached from the contents of your mind, like watching fish passing through a clear and beautiful pool with shafts of sunlight like natural underwater pillars, catching for a moment their colors as they just glide through. You know your mind is going to get better and better at just slowing down sometimes and just waiting to see what life brings. With calm and detached focus. And you are becoming very skilled at just watching some of those old imaginings and old anxieties in the same way that you could just watch from the outside a fish glide by, or a far-off bird in a summer sky just fly by and merge into the distant skyline, then disappearing altogether as you rest so completely. And you can take that true peace of mind that knows and understands everything that you are learning, to only utilize the imaginative mind when and only when it is truly useful and serves a purpose. And you can begin to thank your unconscious mind as you are learning how to control it, how to trust it with complete calm and true peace of mind, as it will always be there for you. And you can now start to relax in your day-to-day life with the exciting feeling of just not knowing what will happen in the future. Just being open to life. Being open to the world. And all the possibilities open to you. And what people call anxiety is just a way of using the imagination. But you can start to switch off that mechanism more and just relax with not knowing yet just how wonderful life and the world will unfold for you. And I'd like you to just look at that lake again noticing yourself in the reflection, noticing yourself in the future when you're relaxed and calm with yourself. And today is a very long time ago, and the way you are now, living your life, and how calm and satisfying this life is. Just living day to day and enjoying life more, confidently and comfortably, and just a few moments to contemplate and consider. What is the difference in that you glide through the future differently now? Great. And you know you find you glide into that you in the future and really experience those feelings and how wonderful your life is and the powerful changes you've made. That's right. And in a few moments, while preserving the unconscious knowledge and learning, that you can really start to notice that you just feel so much better in many different times and situations in your life. In a moment, I'll count up from 1 to 5. At the count of 5, you'll be wide awake, feeling great, relaxed in every way. So 1, feeling the surface beneath your body. 2, feeling the energy pouring back into your arms and legs. 3, taking a nice deep breath of clean, oxygenating air. 4, not opening your eyes until you know that you are calm, confident, and in total control. And 5, opening your eyes, coming back up into the room, feeling great and amazing in every way. Welcome back.